The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
We go. Okay, great. So, hello, welcome, happy new year. This transition that we call the new year. Maybe I'll speak a little bit about that before we transition into our practice. So yes, in some ways, it's, you know, every moment, every mind moment, every moment, it's a continuation. And yet, there is a goodness, there is a value to transitions, actually. Psychologists' studies tell us that when there is a transition, when there is actually the new year or even a new month or even at the beginning of a week or Monday, for example, there are various psychological effects that we can take advantage of. There's a sense of a fresh start. Even though, yes, we all know that every moment really can be a fresh start. And instead of self-flagellating and beating ourselves up for, say, having been X, Y, and Z or not having been X, Y, and Z, we can just begin again at this moment, a fresh start in this beginning. Every moment, the New Year's Day, every moment, fresh as the spring. Yes. And there is a goodness, there is a beauty in this convention that the year changes. There's a convention of a fresh start. So let's appreciate the goodness of that, the psychological, because we're spiritual beings, we're divine beings, and we're also psychological beings. And we're not immune. Us dear, lovely, fragile, strong human beings, we're not immune to these psychological effects. So let's take advantage. Let's take advantage of this fresh start effect, this fresh start of the new year. So. With the idea of the fresh start, yes, and it's still the first week of January, and today is the first Friday. Of course, if you're in a time zone like Marie Christine in Australia, it's already Saturday. But for those who are still Fridays, this is the first Friday of 2023. So it's still a fresh start. So with that theme of a fresh start, both as a convention, beginning of year, beginning of the week, etc., as well as every moment a fresh start, every moment connecting. Yes, maybe today, you know, I had the intention to be kind to myself and didn't quite happen. I wanted to be kind to others and didn't quite happen, but it's okay. It's a fresh start. It's a fresh start in this moment, a fresh start. And what does a fresh start require in each moment? Well, many things, but one thing that it does require is mindfulness, is awareness. A fresh start as a support for metta requires mindfulness, it requires awareness, it requires connecting with intention, of course, for a fresh start, but more than anything else, it requires awareness, mindfulness. In Pali, the language of the Buddha, sati, S-A-T-I, sati, mindfulness, awareness. We need to grok, like, oh yeah, this is what's happening. This is where I am. This is what my intention is. This is what my values are. So there's a sense of connecting, awareness, connecting. Not heavy-handed. It doesn't have to be heavy-handed. It's supportive. It's just arriving, being here, being right here. Not in the past, not in the future, but being right here, connecting. So, on this first Friday, Saturday of the year, let's connect. Let's turn towards connecting with awareness, connecting with sati, mindfulness, as a basis, as a support for kindness, as support for loving kindness, as support for compassion, as support for equanimity, support for awe, support for all these beautiful qualities of the heart. First, we need to have a sense of connecting, connecting to this moment, connecting to this body, connecting right here, right here. Awakening does not happen in the past or in the future. It happens in this moment. So let's connect together to this body, to this moment. Ah, the freshness of this moment, this freshness of this moment, beginning again and again and again and again. How delicious, how amazing to be able to start again and again. So with that, let's meditate together. Let's meditate together. So I'd like to invite you to land in your seat, sitting upright, if that's possible for your body, or if your body needs to lie down, or if it needs to stand up, see what this body needs in this moment, any adjustment that it might need. If you are sitting, let there be a sense of integrity to your posture. The bottom of your feet, if you're sitting on a chair, the bottom of your feet be flat on the earth. Your hands on your lap. A sense of integrity, a sense of integrity to your body. The spine, straight but not tight. Maybe feel that there is this invisible thread connected to the top of your head, vertebrae by vertebrae, supporting you, pulling you up. It's happening on its own. And then the flesh, the soft tissue of your body can relax, soften. You're being held up. Letting your belly relax, soften. Receiving the breath in the abdomen. However, it comes short, long, shallow, or deep. Relaxing the legs, offering the weight of the lower half of the body to the earth with each out-breath. Letting go of the weight of the upper body into your sit bones. Especially the weight of your head, neck, shoulders. As if the weight was a river flowing onto the earth, through the earth. One with the earth. Earth holds you, supports you. You can relax. Let go of any tightness holding. With the next out breath, receiving this moment, however it shows up in this body, whatever sensations of the breath and other sensations. Connecting with this moment as it is experienced. So delicious and wonderful to be connected through awareness, through knowing, to this moment's experience right here, intimacy with this experience of being human, being breathed, sensations. And thoughts arising and passing. Knowing that you are sitting and breathing from the inside. And if thoughts arise and take you to the past and future, no problem. When you realize this has happened, let go of the balloons of thought. Release, lovingly release, smilingly. And begin again, a fresh start, reconnect, reconnect. With the freshness of this moment, it's like spring. It's a moment of being human. It's enough. It's more than enough. It's magical. One moment of awareness, clearly knowing, connecting, here. Just this is enough. This knowing, paying attention. Right here, intimate, is the foundation of goodness, foundation of kindness to oneself, to others. Connecting with awareness. The relaxed body and mind and heart is the foundation. So nourishing just to be breathed and know. And know. Sublime. Only if there's agitation or sleepiness or anything else, knowing that too. Knowing that, befriending whatever is present. Knowing intertwined with benevolence, kindly knowing whatever is arising. This moment is like this. You can know boredom with interest, agitation with love. Let me get to know you, dear heart, dear body, dear mind, in this moment, fresh, as if I'm meeting you for the first time. Beginner's mind. Let me know you. Let me learn your ways. Patience with kindness. Let me know. Let me know. The mind is busy. Let me know you. Dear agitated mind. Without getting tight. The opposite. Let me relax. And know you. Soothe you. Stillness, let me know you. Wandering mind, let me know you. What is so juicy? That's pulling you away, dear mind, dear heart. Let me know you. And connect again, fresh start in this moment, all anew. Relaxed knowing is the foundation of goodness. Relaxed, curious, kind, benevolent knowing is the foundation of goodness. Nothing. No experience internally is a problem. Don't make it into one. Get to know it. Get to know it with kindness, curiosity, interest, benevolence, love. Get to know this being who is you. Sensations, thoughts, patterns. Get to know. Afresh anew each moment lovingly. Beginning anew, every moment, infinitely. Maybe this image is aspiring to you, inspiring. This image of yourself, beginning anew, 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 each moment, fresh. Timeless. Timelessly. With a sense of freshness, as if spring is arriving each moment. With awareness, kindness, benevolence, curiosity, mindfulness. Infinitely. Eternally starting anew. Beginner's mind. Always and forever. No need to be bogged down with moments squandered with whatever mind state that may not have been helpful. Begin again, always, forever. Yes, yes, we can. Yes, we can. As we bring this practice period, sitting period, to a close together, offering the goodness from all the moments we started anew, connected with awareness, with knowing, with kindness, benevolence as a foundation. Offering the goodness of even one moment of connection, infinitely more than zero. Offering this goodness to ourselves as a gift to all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. So, we have time for reflections, questions, comments. How was this period of practice for you? Did you discover something new that might have been interesting for you, different, opening? Or maybe something was confusing. You can type your questions in chat if you want. I've opened the chat now. And if you type them, or reflections, of course, just type them to me privately. I will not read your name. If you type them to everyone, then I will read your name. So, and also lift your Zoom hand, because it's your physical hand. I will not see you. There are many of you on the screen, so I will not see you. But what did you discover? Graham says, thank you. And YouTube, you are welcome, Graham. Thanks for joining us on YouTube. Jerry says, easy to start, but it got more difficult at the end with distraction. Okay, no problem. Nothing is a problem. Get to know the mind that is getting attracted to distractions. What is juicy about it? Laura asks, I was struggling with sleepiness. How do you recommend dealing with that? What is the advantage to continuing to meditate as opposed to just going to bed? Okay, good question. Good foundational question, Laura. It really depends what the source of the sleepiness is. If you are tired, if you have sleep, if you have lack of sleep, sleep deprivation, etc., then yeah, maybe actually taking a nap is the wisest thing to do. However, a lot of times actually, sleepiness is not just being sleep deprived, etc. Sometimes it's masking something else. It's masking agitation. Sometimes when you're agitated, or even remorse, or even sadness, there are a lot of different hosts of of emotions and mind states that can actually be masked with what's called sloth and torpor. It's one of the five hindrances in Buddhism and practice. So then just actually going to bed is not helpful. Just taking a nap is not helpful. Learning how to skillfully work with it and recognize it is more is wiser. So you have to recognize actually what is happening. And there in the list of recommendations from the Buddhist teachings, there are a long list of things suggested. You know, there is and going to bed, taking a nap is the last one. First is, you know, you can actually open your eyes a little bit, let a little bit of light in, not that you're staring at anything, but just letting your eyes open up a little bit. And you can open up your eyes just a little bit, or you can stand up. You can do standing meditation. That brings in energy. You can have some, not at night, I don't recommend this, but if it's during the day and you're meditating and you're sleepy, you can have some green tea. You can go for a walk, fast walk, bring up the energy. Many, many different things one can do. One can actually just sit up a little straighter, and that actually, just a little bit of shift in the posture can bring up more energy. There are a lot of things we can do. And then the last thing on the list of recommendations from the canon is, well, take a nap. If nothing is worth, then take a nap. So, let's see, a few other, gosh, lots of things are coming in. Yeah, thank you for the message that new beginnings are always available, even when going through a huge life transition. Yes. Another person asks, is that why you say not to drink caffeine before sitting in the morning? Well, I don't think I've said that, but are you saying in general you've heard that don't drink caffeine before sitting in the morning? It's basically, excuse me, this is a longer, longer treatise, longer conversation about caffeine. Caffeine tends to agitate the mind, and I've had many people who've gone on long retreats who've been drinking lots and lots of coffee on retreat. They're still used to it, but they try to reduce their coffee, and then they realize, wow, when they drink coffee, the mind is so agitated. Just a very, very different state of mind. Let's see. I thought I heard you say that once. I'll ask another time. I don't remember saying that, but in general, as I shared, the caffeine can agitate the mind in this way in general. And yet so many of, and to say actually sometimes a little bit of caffeine, like with green tea, it can be skillful, just a little bit, but I've discovered, and also other practitioners have discovered, that strong coffee can agitate the mind a little too much, and the body too. And see for yourself. Be a scientist of your own mind. Don't take any of these on face value. On YouTube, couple of comments. Thank you. I needed this tonight. I had heard so many tragic stories today. And another person, Graham, says, standing meditation helps me be more energized. Yes, great. Fantastic. I love standing meditation and walking meditation too. Yeah. And one person says, after my mother died a few weeks ago, I'm so sorry to hear that, I've been feeling despair and having many nihilistic thoughts. This practice today gave me moments of feeling that maybe I don't have to answer any questions about what the point of it all is, that maybe the questions of meaning itself is almost absurd within the ceaseless flow of life as it simply is. Moment to moment, I felt relief. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that insight. And I'm so sorry, having lost your mom. So difficult. Yeah, and thank you so much for sharing this beautiful insight. There is a grace, there is a beauty, there is the ceaseless flow of life as it simply is. You've put it so beautifully in your words. Thank you for sharing that with me and the whole Sangha. What a relief. Yeah, life is. It's so magical, mysterious, this and amazing, just amazing, this experience of knowing, and so beautiful that you were able to touch into that by just the mind connecting with the experience of this. Just this. Just this is enough. Just this is enough. You don't need to know all the answers. Yeah. Thank you. So the time has come, dear community, for us to turn to practicing in small groups together. So the invitation today with the small groups, as we practice together, turn groups of roughly size of three, first is to just show up however you are, show up however you are, and with kindness, with presence, a sense of presence, really showing up with presence for one another. And this might be actually be a more quiet a time to get together in small groups, and not so much talking so much, but actually the invitation I want to have is, can you show up in this small social context, but not feel so much social, like, oh, I have to say something, I'm expected. No, what if you just showed up with awareness? Just showed up with awareness internally, externally. You just showed up internally, externally with awareness. And maybe words come up and you say something. Maybe it's the stream of consciousness. Oh, I'm feeling myself sitting. I'm aware that, yeah, that I'm feeling a little nervous with two people in this room right now, in this breakout room. It can just be a stream of consciousness, or it can just be silently holding space. Nothing needs to happen. Nothing needs to happen socially. Nothing needs to be said. Nothing needs to happen. So notice if there's this drive of wanting to make something happen, wanting to say, wanting, and just sit with that, sit back with that, and just be kind. Just know if you're just talking to fill in the space, the silence, then whoa, 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 sweetheart, 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 tell yourself sweetheart, pull yourself back and just sit in silence with others. Maybe a few words will come, nothing comes, but a sense of, it can be actually quite magical to just be in a state of awareness with others, flowing together, a sense of flow together. So, all right. And make space for each other. Of course, it's inviting a lot of presence. And this could be magical. This can be quite an experience. So let's try it out. Be kind. Be kind, curious. Be in your body. Be in your body, not in your head. Be in your body. Okay? All right. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Here are the rooms. Here we go. Everybody's back. Welcome back, everyone. And it's 7 o'clock, but I wonder if maybe one person can tell us how it was, if it was different from usual, or if it wasn't. Someone who doesn't usually speak, I'd like to invite you to move forward. What was it like? One person says, thank you so much, Nikki. This was lovely. Oh, yeah. Great. Beautiful. Good to see you. Yay. Any other reflections? Well, I don't see anyone jumping in. So I think there's a lot of presence and silence here. And so this is great. We'll just keep that and we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings everywhere be happy and free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thank you so much for your practice. Be well, be present.